we begin with high-tech tools for retrieving your retriever.
Lassie!
Oh, for the simplicity of Lassie, who always came when called. Today, when dogs do a disappearing act, infrared cameras, tracking devices, and social media help reunite owners and their wandering pets. Or in the case of Lightning, a rescued stray now living in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire, to help new owner Linda Copson locate him if he bolts for the wilderness.
In my case, I live in a rural area, so it's very likely that a dog could see an animal in the woods, a deer or a moose, and get curious and follow it. Then you would know what direction your dog is going in, and you could track the dog.
Pet security technologies are a growing part of America's $56 billion annual pet market. Boston Globe technology reporter Michael Farrell has been following the trend. Michael, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me, Virginia.
Michael, are pet owners the new helicopter parents?
They are. You know, pet owners love to spend money on their pets, and we all love our gadgets, too. So now what you're seeing is this combination of the two with, you know, the arrival of apps to track where our dogs are, not only where they are, but how they're feeling and when they're sleeping and when they're eating.
Tell us more about Lightning's story and why he needs a tracker in the first place.
Well, Lightning is an interesting case. I mean, Lightning was a stray found in the woods of New Hampshire, and Lightning got his name because he would, you know, as you said, bolt quickly, and that was a problem when all the rescuers were coming to get him. And one of the volunteers with an organization in New England that rescues and then adopts dogs got this tracking collar. I think she may have seen it on sale at Target and thought, wow, this is great. I'm going to put this on this dog just in case, you know, Lightning takes off again.
Lightning he's kind of a high flight risk, I guess we'd say. But what about more traditional pets and pet owners? What kind of technologies are they using to make sure that their dogs don't go astray or that they can find them if they do?
Right. Well, there's always the electronic fence that many pet owners mm-hmm. have used in the past. And, most people still use the old low-tech ways of making sure their dogs don't go astray, you know. A leash, a collar, and that sort of thing. And then came along microchips to implant in dogs and cats to check them, you know, and see who they belong to when they were found. But now you are seeing some pet owners start attaching GPS collars to dogs to make sure they can find them if they do happen to get out.
So you mentioned apps. I'm guessing that you could follow on a GPS tracker where your dog is winding up. I mean, what do you do if you're in the middle of a workday and see a message that your dog is, wandering over to the next county?
Right. Yeah, the way these things work is that you can, once you put the GPS collar on your dog, you can set up perimeters. So if your dog is, if you live in the country, your dog's a wanderer, you'll get an alert on your phone that says, okay, you know, Fido has strayed out of this particular area. In fact, that happened with a woman who I talked to for the story, who was in training in Boston, you know, outside Boston, and she got an alert on her phone that her dog had strayed too far. So she called her husband, and he went and found her, and it found the dog exactly where the app said he was.
So no more putting up signs in your neighborhood for lost dog?
Well, it is interesting. You know, there's a dog rescue group that was talking about the importance of social media, and they said it's really important in places where you can't put up signs or, you know, where there are certain ordinances that limit that, or maybe if you live in a pretty suburban area where, you know, people aren't walking on sidewalks that would see signs out for lost dogs.
I've seen these kind of things like pop up on Facebook. Somebody has a lost dog, and ultimately they seem to get reposted or retweeted or whatever. So you have zillions of people looking for lost dogs. Are they effective?
They are. The one dog rescue group that I chatted with for the story in New Hampshire, they're called Granite State Dog Recovery. And they said, you know, the social media helped them, you know, rescue and return about 600 dogs last year. Mm. So, I mean, you have this, you know, you have a lot of people who are very passionate about animals, and they'll, you know, retweet, like on Facebook, they'll post these things, they'll spread them around to their groups of friends. And in the case of author Dennis Lehane, who lost his beagle on Christmas Eve, and on Facebook to, you know, to generate, you know, a bigger group of people to go out and look for his dog. Yeah, these are, you know, this is becoming the new way to go out and find your pet if they stray.
Somehow I imagined that Dennis Lehane may have gotten it for other reasons. But, you know, the people are nice about this. So we're looking
at it doesn't hurt.
It's about $100 or $150 to buy some of these typical tracking devices. That's what it looks like. Would you get one, a GPS for your dog, Michael?
I probably wouldn't. I have a very old dog who can barely get up anyway, so I don't think she's going to, you know, run off too far.
Michael Farrell, technology reporter at the Boston Globe, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Michael Farrell's story about the new menagerie of tracking, locating, and alerting technologies for pets is at wordofmouthradio.org.